The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. This is really fantastic instruction for us. If we can reimagine that foot washing scene, see what Jesus has to say. The task that Jesus took to himself that night was the task of a slave, and we reenact that moment year after year. And it takes on, you may realize it, you may not, it takes on some different overtones, right? Because Jesus did it, now when I wash the feet of some group of our parishioners, I'm doing what Jesus did. And although his action was startling, taking on the lowest role of a slave, when I do it, there's the potential for self-exaltation, because of course I'm doing what Jesus did and not simply what a slave would do. So I have to make the double connection, right, back to what a slave or what the lowest of the low would do. So here Jesus has washed his disciples' feet. He says to them, no slave is greater than his master. He actually says right before this, I've given you a pattern that you should follow. I've given you a pattern that you should follow. So he's saying that we have to take up the low position. How do we do that? There are many tasks in our day. If you don't have many tasks in your day like this, tell me please, because I will help you with this particular gospel passage, right? But there are many tasks in our day that are beneath us. Are they not? Are there things that you're going to get to today and you say, like, I'd rather not do this? Surely someone else can do this. Someone lower than me, someone whose time is not as valuable as mine, can do this, right? Like I said, if you don't have any of those things to do, please let me know, because I've got more than enough, right? So that's also my ego that I say I have more than enough. Because if I was doing what Jesus was doing, if I was self-forgetful, as Jesus is self-forgetful, I would have none of those tasks, right? None of those tasks would be below me. None of those tasks, say, like, should be given to someone whose time is not as valuable as mine, right? This taking up the lower. But now here's the problem for us with that as well. When we perform those tasks and we say, I'm going to make myself lower, right? How many times can we say me, my, I in one sentence? I'm going to make myself lower and take up the, and just draw attention again onto myself, that I'm doing a task that no one else would do. Okay, so we're like, this is the problem. We're trapped in ourselves. And what Jesus is showing us is a yet still better way. And it's self-forgetfulness. And it's just giving of ourselves. As, say, the situation calls for. But it's self-forgetfulness. This is the only way out for us. And the only way out, this self-forgetfulness, is to abandon ourselves and trust ourselves to Jesus. Because otherwise it's me and my and I and I'm going to do this and, well, okay, I'm going to be self-forgetful now. It's like, you know, we're so trapped. Except that Jesus has freed us from that self-imposed slavery. Jesus frees us from it. We just have to find our center of gravity no longer in ourselves, but in Jesus. When he becomes the very center of our hearts, the very center of our lives, then he has achieved in us a self-forgetfulness for which we are eternally thankful. A giving of ourselves away without counting the cost, because we don't exactly recognize the cost, because we're just following him in what he's done. And this is what he says. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. Not blessed are you if you understand it, because we all understand it and we're still trapped in ourselves. Blessed are you if you do it. Today, let's do it. You know, when we realize that we're kind of wrapped up in ourselves a little bit, that task, I don't know, so someone else can do that or someone else should, whatever. Or if we don't, again, if we don't have those tasks, find some place, some time to get out of yourself, to do something good for someone else, to take the low road and to not claim it for yourself, but to give it to Christ for his good and the good of his creation, for the good of his project, which is to bring his life, this self-forgetful, this self-gift, to bring this to birth, not only then in our hearts, but also to have that very movement make its mark in our world.